New Hiram. Abby and I were close, the way a grandpa and a granddaughter should be. She called me the night she died. She'd have called her dad first, I knew that, but her dad, my son, was at an event with his wife, and since my wife's passing, grandpa was the next best thing. Abby was in a right state, needed some calming down. She told me what she'd done years ago to her friend Edith's son. She spoke extensively of the shame of it, though the act was unintentional. She said Edith mailed her the boy's letter on which was written his grim, then Pluto's grim. Abby never opened the letter but kept it with her in a handbag she took everywhere, which meant Abby had Pluto's grim always at her fingertips. She said every day she didn't look imbued her with a strength she didn't feel. But that night, the night she died, so distraught by Edith's plight, Abby opened the letter, needing to know that she had fought some grim of Pluto's too, that it wasn't only Edith who had suffered. That's when she called me. I believe Abby saved her daughter's life that night, that she took Pluto's place in death. But there was the grim still to contend with, and death would come for Pluto too, eventually. I was an old man, a retired teacher, already nearing my 70s when I stepped into the role of school librarian. I did it as a way to be closer to Abby's little girl, to help Pluto cope with what she and I both knew was coming. I did it for Abby. Besides that, Pluto being the first to belong to both Hiram and Eli was an interesting development. I would very much like to witness its outcome.